not come out at 4:30 or 5 o'clock, get in your helicopter and fly over that Christmas tree.
Oh, okay. Good.
With all the people gathered out there in the rain, and the vice president, you fly off and say,
this is really what's raining.
It's going to be, thank God, you don't have to do that today. It's going to be another miserable, it's going to rain hard this afternoon, or maybe snow.
Or worse.
If it snows, it'd be nice, but if it rains, it'll be awesome.
With regard to, New Jersey types, I know that Irwin is down in Balsamo, but it's an order that I want him kept. I mean, the people love him, that's the main thing.
We're keeping by him.
And, Christian, all thinking the greatest things are cream cheese.
He's a very fresh man.
And as white is, he may not be able to track a call like John and Whitaker can, but Whitaker has got no goddamn schmacher. This guy's got it. Now, let's face it, Bob, we've got to, we must not just go with our great men.
No, we've already.
I like the great men better. I like them better as operators. I like the Balsamos better as people. You know, we just have to face that.
We're gonna go with keep them there. It'll be a problem with Irwin and his crew. I'm just telling John, that's the way it's gotta be. We need those people too, and they've gotta work for it.
Feels almost going to be a problem. I mean, Pete Brennan's going to be a problem. Goddamn, Pete speaks to these ethnics last night, and he talks, and everything's just great. You know, we had, and Schultz get up and say, Schultz was so responsible. Yeah. He doesn't say a fucking thing that ever gets across. He got beat on that damn property tax thing. Couldn't understand.
First of all, I wanted to get your view and opinion. approval for the Kissinger briefing today. Is that something we should proceed with?
Yeah, I think the law memorandum is last night. It's a little girl, I saw she was sitting talking to Steve Bowles, so she may not have got it done yet, but when she gets it into me, then I'll get Kissinger in, and I'll work him over, and I want you to come in, and we're gonna give him a working over, you and I.
Right.
So he knows what the hell he's gonna say, or I've worked him over, and Higgins worked him over. And then we go 11:30.
11:30 is what we're shooting for. We're not gonna cancel the tours over here. I think we may, if we get a big crowd, do it over the EOB.
Sure, I'll cancel it, cancel it. Kissinger, I want this a big briefing. I don't want you to announce he's gonna give a briefing.
Alright, fine.
I want you to do it at your regular briefing, and have the assholes come, and you'll come and do it right out here.
Fine.
No, sir, I don't want a great big Chris Kissinger extravaganza with television and all the rest.
I understand.
You understand? And you do it without television.
Well, it'd be tough out here without television, but I think if it's programmed, we're better off letting them do the film.
You understand what I mean? Make it as low-key as possible.
And short.
That's what it's short, it's not random, is it?
Well, we can emphasize that.
I noticed you got your supplies are out in our room, and there's someone said, "No, either, there's a bullet."
Okay, crowd of the year. We'll shoot for 11:30 on that.
I don't think it's gonna change. The labor and haggle were on me. Guy, who was walking over. But, no problem, stand. It just broke bad, just splintered. But anyway. I got Henry Weller, we're gonna have you do an hour, the following. Speed like broken muffle. Should that like you for a while?
Should it, now that it.
And the point is that, see, this is step up and so forth.
No.
We whatever. There has been substantial buildup in North Vietnam, and we obviously first have to take the precautionary measures. Call them precautionary measures. Because we're still hoping for a ceasefire. We don't wanna have a buildup of forces so that it would give anybody incentive to break the ceasefire. Something like that, you have that in your mind, you and I talked about it earlier.
The other point too is that it'd be very simply said that this is a policy that was stated previously.
And you can also say this, hit high up, say that the president has stated bombing, mining, North Vietnam. We'll continue till we get back our minimum conditions, POWs, the ceasefire. Just put that in.
And that's what it is.
And our POWs, the president is concerned about, our POWs, the president's gonna continue. They're gonna have at least 60 people to do the work, Sunday. I said, they're 100 over there. I said, it's gonna make a difference, 60 or 100.
Absolutely, you could, it doesn't, you could run 100 B-52s over the line, or 5 F-104s, and the same damn thing.
Either bomb or you don't.
I assume we've started bombing for a couple of weeks, and that'll find out the one that then. Quit doing something that we want, or get what they want, and they're turning that, get something we want.
Yes, sir. I thought we should raise, because we're on deadline, Bob,
for them to pull.
And let me say, icy cold, I will not see the farts. Is that your question?
No.
You want me to say that?
The question is, and it's a valid one, whether we want to have Henry talk to Shepard. There is some merit in doing it because Henry is so scared of the story that he will play it so heavily the other way that it might be worthwhile. Now, we can either do that or not.
No.
They know, Mr. President.
I just freeze them. I let the fucking story come out the way it wants. I don't ever have time in this place again. Now, I know, Bob, that you're not carrying out these orders in regard to that because I talked to Pat about it last time. Washington Post is not to be in the White House during the Christmas season.
They are not.
For anything.
They absolutely are not.
Time is not to be in the White House for the Christmas season. Is that clear? Clear?
Yes, sir.
Totally clear?
Right. You made it clear on the Washington Post the other night that it will be done and is being done. Absolutely not. The point on...
I know, but the Henry will help. So that's why you saw him have that Henry see the Italian woman. Did it help?
Well, I did not have Henry see the Italian woman.
Mr. President, on the...
I understand. I know Henry seeing Shepard, but Henry cannot... Thank you.
gentleman and the higher-ups of Time Inc. saying that they're doing American foreign policy a grave disservice by running this. Henry Kissinger has told them that. Nelson Rockefeller has told them that. And they have decided that as a matter of editorial judgment that they'll go ahead with the story anyway on this basis. We have decided as a matter of editorial judgment that we therefore can't cooperate with the story.
Under no circumstances.
Okay. I just want to raise this point. Without arguing, Yeah, yes, and the other thing is, we'll follow this out. And I'm not talking about the box. The point of it is that we will, if we carry it out, we'll do it on the basis you suggested, but we won't be able to do it in a subtle way. It'll be a quite hard thing, which I'll definitely send, which is fine with me.
And they'll print it. They'll say the White House refused or not because they...
Right. So what? I'm not worried about that. The point Schechter's been in on his knees about, and I'm inclined to go with your point, is that they say they are going out of the way to put this in a proper perspective.
Okay.
That it is not a man of the near...
They're worried about it now.
They're
worried because of the heat that's been going on.
Christ's sake, please, wants to do it my way. It isn't because of Henry. It's because they are deliberately trying to insult the president. And I know it, and you know it. Now, they made that decision, so they can do it. They're not going to insult the presidency of the United States. They've never done this sort of thing before. Who the hell thought of the China thing? Who saved the Russian summit when Henry wanted to come home and cancel it? What the hell are they talking about? No, sir. Right. It's not going to be. This is one time I have my way. That way, it's going to be that way for 4 years, too. But you have a little thing, too, but it's hard to get it done now. I know it's hard for you, Ron.
No, it's not hard for me. I just want to make sure that we talk it through. It's not hard for me.
I always want you to bring things in.
Yes, sir.
Understand.
comes in and, you know.
Also, it gets the woman's, it gets the woman's field again, it gets the woman appointment.
Right. We should do, have women in the press office. My whole thing would be women, which is fine.
Okay, that would get rid of some, you don't want your key people, you got a lot of women secretary.
That's what.
No, I'm an administrator, I want a woman.
You don't have a woman.
A woman, yes.
Mars bars.
Assistant to the, assistant to press officer, get rid of Julian.
He's leaving.
Well, he's a good man, but get rid of him, that's a Warren. Have Warren.
We're cleaning it out.
Warren.
You know, well, Warren may say for a while, but Ball's leaving.
But Ball's leaving, and Wheelan's leaving.
Yeah.
Warren may say for a while.
But a Meyer, put a Byers in to see.
Well, I'd like to bring, explore bringing Marge in, that's a good idea, I don't know if she's, it really has.
And have everything out of the press office,
she could be.
Have everything out of the press office, it's a very good idea, and not let the goddamn hands over there, they get around, they're so smart that they take those poor women. At least Connie's bright, bracing, and brutal, and crude, she'd like the women on the press, or she handles them. Got a nice little thing over there, it's gonna get the hell kicked out of it. Marge Byers is a good old gal.
Like.
Kinda likes to be.
Bad idea.
Kinda likes it, and then she can come in, you know, when I see the blind Indian kid or something like that. We'll get something out of it, where it'll get more penetrating, because it's a goddamn thing.
Duly takes over over there, and then you do it on the basis, not the white, that the Western took over the thing, but that Duly has to. To handle the press.
Good idea.
Part four.
That, incidentally, could we see that the little girl with that camera and gun yet?
Yes, sir, she just issued right now.
Got a gesture, son, and I want him to get his fan in here as soon as he's ready.
Or, would you like to see it before?
No, I have to see it, it's just a rough, top draft talking to you. Get it, take it on.
Okay, I'll proceed with Marge Byers.
Look, on the time thing and so forth, I know he's a bright guy and there are times to give him good right now, but not in any, but if you can, not in any sense, everybody has talked to him, just say, the press is just too loud and busy.
There's no problem.
No, I told him very coldly.
You say, Henry is just too goddamn busy.
I've told him that you will not see him. I told him that 3 weeks ago and I told him again yesterday. I told him it's.
I think we can just say, on the basis, and they'll see it as the stuff is unfolding here in the next few days, it's not a time when the president or Henry is available.
What's the thing I'm turning off, Jerry, on the whole, you know, mandate, all that type of thing, and
well,
they should include in here when they talk to you and they want to talk to her.
Don't anybody see that.
No, this is, we turned that off. I'm saying that's turned off. I'm just saying that that's what he wanted to pursue, but we made the decision to go this way. I wanted to bring it up to see what the decision would be, and we'll do it. It's not hard for me to do. I get a little satisfied.
You're always supposed to, as I understand, you're always supposed to raise up an action piece of things where you know I take care of other people. I will say it, I'll say it very well. But you're right to raise it.
Yes, sir.
Raise it, Mark. My point is that with all the people around here, but the main thing you have is not me.
Thank you.
good to go.
Oh, good.
This was a year-end background and type in the claim.
Is that it? Good. Well, matter of fact, in the Vietnam thing, I'm very relaxed about it. I'm much more relaxed about it this way than I have a half-ass rushed agreement. It turns out that in about 3 months,
absolutely,
we walk into a situation where there's basket break, we don't get the prisoners, and they say, what in the Christ did this son of a bitch do? We're going to bomb these sons of bitches into the smithereens. I mean, and then Sonny Goldwater said something good, you notice, about Q. Well, the son of a bitch don't want to go home.
Well, son of a bitch,
fuck him. We'll go ahead and do it our own way.
Thing is,
and
absolutely
Henry
right.
Henry's terribly worried, so that you'll know Henry's terribly worried. He's like he was in Cambodia in 1988, and he says he's afraid the students are going to riot. Well, yes, we've got to get a contingency plan to handle the riots around the high White House at Christmas time. And he's right. And he's very concerned about the press and the radio and television will be very bad this week and so forth and so on. The memorandum I'm writing him, I think you should know. Don't play this in anger or sorrow. You could give a cold, objective, up-to-date reading. And above everything else, don't do it in a way that it makes it appear you're trying to justify what you did or didn't do. Don't do that. Is that a
play of your confidence? Play of your confidence. And the thing of it is, also, if we play it from the position of confidence, don't worry about what Cronkite said. If we don't worry about Reston and Barter and Max Frankel, all these people for 2 or a month or whatever, I'll tell you, come next June.
This is Ron's point to Henry.
Next June.
In June, nobody's going to remember.
No one will remember this. No one will care. We've been through that. I remember sitting around here in Cambodia, Laos, all these people.
Whoever remembers this, come 4 years from now, which proposal played out last night. I mean, talking about other things. Worry about any of these things. What counts is how you look 4 years from now, how you look today. People worry all the time about it. I don't give a damn about it. I care, of course, about trying to do things. All I don't like it. Wanker for some goddamn stupid that he, all the things that he cuts, he cuts the paraplegics. Now what the Christ did cut the paraplegics for? Why? Why the paraplegics?
If that's true, that really is kind of...
Well, I think he did.
Incredible.
It just...
Well, I'd sure like to have, and I don't think it'll happen. I would almost predict it won't happen. There'll be no riots around here. But I would sure like, rather have a lot of frustrated people floating around here next week than I would having all those people out in the country come June and July out of, you know, in the picnics and all the other places being frustrated because of a peace settlement.
But if you remember at the end of last year, we bombed between Christmas and caused a little bit of a flutter, and God, I remember Colson was so worried, even Colson, and because the poles went down. The poles went down. Well, there was the debate. The poles went up, and they went down the campaign. They didn't go either way. It stayed the same. There was never much change. Yes, we hadn't had the peace initiative. We won 2-1. That's only thing we screwed up in the whole thing. Watergate, we won 2-1. But after all, maybe one helped the other.
Yeah, that's it. You go that way, and also if you hadn't had those, maybe you wouldn't have had Eagleton, and maybe he would have picked up a couple more points. Maybe you wouldn't have had something else and something else.
Yeah, we sure went pretty good.
You did have
them. What Ehrlich's wife was, Ryan, he said that what impressed me about the week and everything, you know, in that way, these fellows finally realized we won the election. I said, well, that's a different report than I get from Ron. I said, Ron, I would take poetic license, I said, because I really got this from another newsman. keeps them a little looser, Bob, to dry. You know, when they go out and predict horrible things. Do you understand? I'm not going to be with Chris.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Where we've changed life, what we're going to do is have a special candlelight tour. I'm not going to just sort of bring our families through and so forth. It'd be good enough.
Right.
You may be here, you may be out of town at that time. It doesn't matter either way.
The 19th.
That's fine.
The 20th.
So the other thing
is I'm going to say is...
We're not going to...
No, if I can suggest one thing. Could one of our better advanced men, somebody that she go get along, it would be hard. But, and at least one of our a little up-to-date press guys that you can, is very subtle. Go with Pat and Cassidy there.
Well, we're having a little problem with that. I don't know where it stands now, but she's...
They want to go.
Well, she wants to go, but she's raised the question of who should advance and who should go and what happens and all that. And the thing we can do is just have someone out there not go with her.
Huh?
We can just have someone out there.
Yeah.
Doesn't go with her, but just kind of...
Don't her right there.
...picks things up.
Yeah, I'll make her. She's got to go to the damn thing.
No question of her going. She's all for that. It's only a question she doesn't want to look like she's making a big thing out of it.
Shit. There's a big thing. Gotta get the shit out of him. It's gonna be overconfident, but otherwise we'll be a good game.
You think so?
Nobody, not even the Packers at their best, or the Redskins at their best, could beat the Southern Cal. Bill, President, and Ann, it is come the quote, they know where they have permission.
Schechter come in today, and I'm just going to be very firm with him. I said, I don't think we'd work out anything out here.
Sure.
He'll cry.
Fine. Later on, I'll give him some. You know, I couldn't care about shit.
No, I...
Here you got... You got...
Argue with that.
The China trip would have been enough for him. The Russian trip would have been enough for him. The main... And certainly the election is double enough, the biggest election victory in history. And that's enough for any one of these things. And this shows what they are. Now, Bob, this is one thing. Want me to call Colson or will you? And tell him this is one thing. I do want about a flood of letters to come in and say this is all about that and so on. And tell Colson, ask me to get about 1,000. Let me tell you an interesting thing, Mark. That marvelous new Secretary of Labor, later on will be saying maybe he's a problem, but don't you underestimate him. He came through, you know, and he did it with his great, big Irish grin. Said, you know, Mr. President, I did a very, I had a lot of fun today. Said, I went around the Labor Department. Said, I put your picture up in all the offices. He said, you know, your picture wasn't up in any office except the Secretary's office. Now, goddamn, have we got any other cabinet officers that may start doing that sort of thing? Remember, I gave that order out before. I want ambassadors, cabinet officers, and the rest with instructions, the president's picture, it is done, and get a good picture, it's got to go up. You know what I mean? I mean, they still got Kennedy's picture up all over the Labor Department. But he said, I got your pictures up on that. I said, who's also? He said, Kennedy's. I said, what's yours? He said, I tore them down. You know what I mean?
He's going to be, I'll tell you, it's going to be great one day when he's out there before the press and one of these little tattoos. Guy takes out after him.
I tell you, the difference between meeting the wonderful people, the Maurice Stanley Clark and Brader, and they are wonderful because they're my kind of people, their kind of people, and our kind of people. We talk with low voices and for all. Never want to show any emotion. We never show any tears or anything. So they came to the first party. And then the next 2 nights, my wife's son came the president of the parliament, and the president of the plumber, and the president of this and that, and this president of iron workers, and Joe T, and people, you know, Frank Fitzsimmons, and so forth. And he said, and they all came through the line with their nice little wives. And funny, these great big men usually have very little wives. I've got a little wife who are dressed fit to kill, you know, and their hands are shaking and they take their gloves off and all that goodness, but they went through the line. And Julie, bless her soul, who has sort of been born in a spoon, and she's never known anything but the greatness and the great people. To Debbie, she said, these people were the real people. The others were fine, very nice, and appreciated their support, but they're all there for a certain reason. These people were the warmest, most generous people we ever had in the violence. Now you tell some of those goddamn wasps that sometime. You do that?
Sure.
You tell them. That's why I get discouraged around here when I see the kind of people around who don't really appreciate the jobs. They're not like John Bowlby. You tell Ron that John, how please Ron, that John
Scully.
John Scully.
He came over after that, and I was in with her. And Connie, my secretary, but she said, Scully's got to see you urgently. Nothing can stop me. He's got to see you urgently right now. So I walked out.
It was a really great movie.
It was.
I hope somebody you made a note. So I said, I didn't have time.
No, I didn't.
He was standing in that little corridor that back to my office. His eyes were this big. And he was just flushed with excitement. He said, this is the greatest thing that could ever happen to a man. I said, Scally, I said, you're handling with great style. And he said, yeah, I'm going to do my best. I'm going to do the job.
You really mean it?
I'll be the president's ambassador. I will not be the secretary of state.
Well, he's an enthusiastic guy.
Ambassador. No, he says it's okay. He says that it'll, in a way, it's kind of a problem to announce it before the assembly ends. And I said, well, George, they already know you're leaving. And he said, yeah, that's right. And we don't really have anything important that matters anyway.
Got to do.
So I kind of left it hanging, but I'll call him back and tell him that we've got it. I'll tell him it's leaking, and it's better to get it out.
The main reason is that actually we're going to be bombing all week. I don't know why I'm under the bombing. It's going to be a goddamn good story. And take the raps and say, President thinks that couldn't find a better qualified man. That you want to remember the President, gentlemen, feels that all parts of society, including top news media people, should be in. He said that you want to remember that Benjamin Franklin printed a paper. Beyond that,
sure will, right?
You see, that's your technique.